I was also looking at some of the other tweets and stories that you've had lately, and I wanted to ask you, what is your impression of what Isaiah Thomas's legacy is in Chicago now, and will it change from this documentary?
I think most people, Bulls fans hate Isaiah Thomas. I don't think there's any. He's ever going to come back from that. I think older people, people who remember him, high school, college, and his early Pistons days, up until he, when he started winning the champ, when he won those two championships, I think can appreciate him as, I think he's the greatest player that ever, Chicago ever produced. It's a close call between him and Dwayne Wade right now, but he really is a legend as a player. He probably doesn't get the credit he deserves for being what a great player he was. He joined a losing Pistons team in the early '80s, and they had to battle the Larry Bird Celtics and Magic Lakers, and they kind of had to wait those teams out till they got older, but they still beat both of them to win two championships in I think arguably the toughest. Probably the peak of NBA talent, I think, was the late 80s because they still had 23 teams there. Then they started, they added the four expansion teams and then the two Canadian teams not long after that. So what he did as a player, I think, deserves a ton of respect. He's certainly one of the top three-point guards of all time with Stockton and Magic and, probably the best little man to ever play in the NBA. The way not many guys his size could take over a game and – So, yeah, I think he deserves a ton of credit for what a great player he was. He's seemed to find trouble and missteps along the way, and some of those are his fault, and some maybe they weren't. But yeah, he's not. He's always going to be an enemy to Bulls fans. I don't think some people, old-timers will appreciate him for his game, but especially the people who grew up in the 90s and following those Bull teams, they all hate him.
Mike McGraw with the Daily Herald, Chicago area, covered the Bulls in the 90s up until now. I also saw you wrote and reacted to the portion of the documentary talking about Jesse Helms, and I was glad you picked up on the line too, and I don't know if everyone did, but the line as he gloated about his victory about no joy in Mudville tonight.
It took a few seconds for that to sink in, but I don't know. That was just, to me, that's just absurd. It was a different, I guess it was a little bit different time. It's hard to imagine that people getting excited about that, but that's what happened.
But doesn't that comment really drive home the fact that Jordan was unwilling to speak out against him?
Yeah, you would think Jesse Helms would be a really good guy to get to to oppose. We're really easy to oppose that guy, and maybe he didn't know much about Harvey Gantt and whatever, but it just wasn't his nature. You can talk about that a lot, why he didn't speak up about that, but he didn't speak up about anything. So in looking back now, it's easy to see why there's a good reason why he could have maybe could he made a difference. I don't know, but yeah, that would have been a good time for him to speak up, I think, but that wasn't him.
I get the sense, based on some of your tweets from the show, that you're very much enjoying some of the side characters that maybe you and people around the team are familiar with, but we're not. Like, I would love that if there was any kind of Las Vegas documentary. This has to be fun for you, though, right?
I really wish it was all the behind the scenes stuff. The locker room. To me, that's the best part of it. All the, rehashing the 93 playoffs or 92 playoffs. Yeah, it's fun, but we already lived through all that. It's like the stuff that you haven't seen before. Obviously him gambling with the security guards and talking to Seinfeld in the locker room, and that's the kind of stuff. And I really like the one I could relate to was when he's trying to bug out of Market Square Arena to go to a golf game, and the reporters are chasing him. The TV guys are trying to get Scotty to comment on his injury, and Michael starts blowing the bus horn. That was, that was pretty funny. I could certainly certainly relate to that. It could be maddening covering a team that gets so much attention, and the stars are so tired of talking to the media, and it's hard to get access. It's hard to get near them sometimes, and But that was a pretty fun moment. So I think that kind of encapsulated how it could be fun sometimes, and it could be a huge pain in the butt covering that team other times.